Alim chapter 28, Mishnah 5. Kippah, shutama, midras. A shawl which has the status of midras impurity. So it's a shawl that's used to cover a woman's head, but it's susceptible because she sits on it. Sometimes she sits on it. So it's susceptible to midras impurity. And then in Asano al Hasefer, they take it and they place it on a scroll, meaning that they decide they change its use. They're no longer going to use it for a woman's head, they're going to use it to cover the scroll. So now once it's used to cover the scroll, it's no longer suitable for sitting on. It's reserved for the scroll. Once you use it for a Torah scroll, you can't use it now for other purposes. So in this case, tahor min midras, it actually becomes purified from its impurity, for midras impurity, because you're no longer ever allowed to sit on it again. Aval tameh tameh meis, but it is still impure or susceptible to corpse impurity, because it's now kind of, you know, like a normal utensil. So that kind of impurity it could still become impure from, but sitting midras impurity, it's no longer susceptible to midras impurity. Chemes sha'asa shatech, next case of the Mishnah, completely separate case, a water skin that he made into a rag. The shatech sha'asu chemes, or the other way around, he takes the rag and makes it into a water skin. Tahor, it is pure. Meaning that if the water skin had already contracted midras impurity, because you remember they used to sit on these water skins, and now he makes it into a rag, so it becomes pure, even though rags are also used for sitting on, and the reason being that converting it from the one to the other makes it into a different kind of a different utensil, different category of utensil. The one's used for storage and the other one's used, you know, as an open kind of vessel, and therefore it purifies it from its existing midras impurity. Chemes sha'asa turmal, but a satchel, a water skin that he makes into a satchel, but turmal sha'asa chemes, or a satchel that he made into a water skin, or kar sha'asu sadin, or a pillow that he makes into a sheet, the sadin sha'asu kar, or a sheet that he makes into a pillow, keses sha'asa mitpachas, or a mattress that he makes into a kerchief, or mitpachas sha'asa keses, or a kerchief that he makes into a mattress. In all of these cases, tame, they are still susceptible to impurity. Or still impure if they already had impurity. And Zerklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah. Kol sheshino lishmoy. Anything which converts, when it's changed, he converts it into the same category, tame, it retains its impurity. Leshem acher, if it converts into a different category, tahor, it is pure. So for example, says the Kati, with the water skin converting into the rag is purified because a water skin is designed to contain, whereas the rag serves for lying on. But a water skin converted into a satchel remains impure because both function as containers. So therefore it hasn't changed its name.